When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And end of the show. Show.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on a 107.7 The End, Nerd Talks on their news. I also do the Full 90 Extra Time podcast, a new episode up now. Check that out. Boy, I've been busy. Let's Rock. That's what I want to start with. That's what I listened to this morning while I was prepping for the show. Let's Rock is the new album from the Black Keys, and hot damn, it's a rock and roll album. I was really surprised to go on Pitchfork.com and see what their review looked like for it. Pitchfork can be so picky. 7 out of 10 is pretty dang good for the Black Keys. They've had bigger albums with worse scores, and so that's pretty sweet. So if you haven't listened to it yet, listen to that one and the new Baroness record, Gold and Gray. Both are fantastic. The Baroness record has taken longer for me to get interested in, which is weird because I love Baroness more than I like the Black Keys, but usually a challenging album. I don't know, it provides a better, more fulfilling experience long term. Okay. So yeah, the Black Keys, Let's Rock, Baroness, Gold and Gray. You know, sometimes you know someone... Let's not say no. You know, sometimes you are aware of somebody who's pretty awesome at something. Like, I'm really interested in martial arts. And I'm not very good at them, nor do I put in enough practice. And I'm terribly out of shape, so there's a lot of problems with being into martial arts. It's terrible. But Donnie Yen is a martial artist. You might remember him from Star Wars Episode 8. Terrible movie. No, I lied. He's not in Star Wars Episode 8. That is a terrible movie. He's in Rogue One. Wonderful in that. Great movie, too. But also, the movie Ip Man is a Chinese kung fu movie that made it across here via Netflix. I-P-M-A-N, Ip Man. They're releasing Ip Man 4, which seems unnecessary because 2 was awful. I couldn't watch 3, and so 4 seems ridiculous. But Donnie Yen is this great kung fu artist. And so I saw he was trending on Twitter today, and I got alarmed, as one does when you see a celebrity up there. Then I saw Ip Man was trending, and I was like, oh, this is probably promotional. No, it wasn't. What it was Donnie Yen blindfolded himself and did I can't remember if it was like a spinning back kick or what, but he did a martial arts kick that made the cap spin off of a held bottle. So imagine that. You hold up a bottle, have your friend hold it up. You're supposed to set it on the counter, but no one is. Have your friend hold up the bottle, then you mark the target, and then you spinning kick. You hit the lid just right, and it goes spinning and shoots right off the top, right? Without breaking the bottle, without knocking it down, without kicking your friend in the head. Donnie Yen does it blindfolded. It's impressive. Then I like kind of dig around for what it's actually about. There's a lot of people who are trying this. Most of them are athletes and martial arts types. I guess the guy who started it, what's his name? Blessed MMA is what he goes by here on the old interweb. Max Holloway is a MMA fighter, and he did it, and it was awesome. And then suddenly John Mayer's doing it. And then Jason Statham, Conor McGregor. Here's Diplo. No one asked for Diplo to do that. Whitney Cummings, the comedian. She nailed it. It was awesome. Can only imagine the many times that people miss in order to make this happen. But it's pretty fun. You just do a spinning kick, try and kick the lid. You don't have to screw it completely tight, but it should be screwed on. You kick it and zzz, it goes spinning off. It'd be a great way to spend the 4th of July if you have the day off doing something like that. That's fun.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Amazon is going big in Bellevue, erecting a big old building by the water. It'll become the tallest in the city and help them complete the transformation of King County into the greater Bezos empire. When will construction of the volcano base start? Because we need to find out a thing or two about harvesting lava monsters, okay? The U.S. women's national team, despite some defending woes at the back, looked superb in defeating the English ladies and earning themselves another appearance in the World Cup finals. That's back-to-back now, including winning it in 2015. On Sunday, they'll face the winner of today's other semifinal between Netherlands and Sweden, the latter being a team they've already beaten this tournament in group play. Also, Seattle Sounders have a big match tonight, 4 o'clock, on the road against New York City FC in the outfield of Yankee Stadium. For real.
You just got news.
Oh, in related kung fu news, sorry we got the news in the way there. I saw the RZA post a picture with the people from his Shaolin temple that he actually works out at. Has anyone seen the RZA do martial arts before? Like, he does kung fu. With the guy who's 34th generation kung fu expert from China, from Shaolin, I guess. I've never seen him do any kind of actual martial arts before, and I did it's like some precursory Google searching. The RZA is the kind of the mastermind behind the Wu-Tang Clan. He tries to keep everything together. He produced all their early records and stuff. He still does a lot of the production. I guess his basement was flooded. He lost a bunch of the hardware he used to make the original Wu-Tang sound. Anyway, he's a big kung fu guy. He plays chess and does kung fu, and I want to see him actually practice because it looks awesome. And usually he's like a kind of a loudmouth dude who's like busy talking about, you know, kind of hype. Well, with his, I saw just a small clip with his Sifu, which is like Kung Fu master, his instructor. And he was totally calm and super like polite and reserved and at peace. And it was awesome. Also to hear his Sifu say respect was pretty dope. Anyway, I just want to see that. I want to see some good RZA kung fu training. Oh, I should start doing kung fu, then go to New York, and then try and get in on a training session with him. Anyway, that's enough kung fu talk. I went way long yesterday. I'm more interested in how scientists want to use a miniaturized robotic octopus to get all up in your business.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Scientists science themselves a weird solution for getting medicines way up inside you to very specific locations. They're making a tiny robot octopus. A central core with 8 flappy arms, this thing could deliver meds straight to, say, fight a tumor. Or you could give it teensy lasers and have them fight each other! No, wait. They should definitely fight cancer or viruses or something. The future of wearing glasses is getting wild, Four Eyes, after optics nerds developed an eyeball-tracking lens that can judge where the eye is trying to focus and automatically adjust the glasses to work at their best. Forget bifocals, Benjamin Franklin. This is all about autofocals. Crazy. How's that going to change gaming or driving? And finally, sometimes the nerds at NASA can have heads full of moon rocks. They sold original recordings of the moon landing to an intern for just $200 back in the 70s. That intern held on to the tapes without knowing what was on them, but reviewed them recently to find the OG moon footage. The recordings are going to auction and expected to fetch $2 million. Bidding starts on July 20th, the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. How rude. But $2 million? You know how much moon weed you could buy with that?
Amber waves of marijuana on the moon.
It's called Moonawana, boy!
Shiz will fluff you up.
I'm on it right now.
And he loves it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Big 4th of July celebrations kick off probably tonight, to be fair. I wish we just had Friday off so that way we could get a terrible night's sleep tonight and then and be able to enjoy ourselves for 4th of July, get another terrible night of sleep, then have it be the weekend. But I digress. We can't do anything about that. So when you're setting off fireworks, just know that there might be a grumpy morning show host being mad that you're blowing things up outside of his window. We celebrate America's birthday by making the people who actually fought for it relive the sounds of explosions. Also, R.I.P. Dog Anxiety.
End of the show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.